In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's been a tough year for Christians. Christians throughout the world have been persecuted, oppressed, murdered, burned alive, some say fed to crocodiles, their churches destroyed, their homes burned. One story after another, we hear things in North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Egypt, Nigeria, Mali, to name a few. Christians were lined up with others to be executed in North Korea a few weeks ago. In August in Egypt, 38 churches destroyed, 23 vandalized, 58 Christian homes destroyed, and 6 killed just in that month. 81 were killed in a Pakistani church bombing. And last Tuesday, another 70 or so were killed in Nigeria. Christians in more than 60 countries faced persecution for confessing Christ. We live in a time when it is getting tougher to be a confessor of Christ. The big news on Facebook last week was the mentioning of the loss of the parsonage deduction. Mentioning that in the light of what was said earlier seems rather trivial, but the erosion of the right for the pre-practice of the faith continues in our land. It's not a lot different than the persecution of the early church. However, for the saints then and now, there is the promise of our text. The promise that the church would survive. Persecuted though it would be in this life, Christ has overcome. He has overcome, turning what seemed to be defeat at the cross into victory. Now the cross, an empty tomb, assure us of the fact that God has removed the punishment that our sins deserved. Our text brings promise and hope to the Old Testament church and those who would follow to this day. While the chapters that precede our text speak of the punishment of sins, we hear the prophet call to the church. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exalt with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies, the King of Israel. The Lord is in your midst, and you shall never again fear evil. No fear. Yes, pain and persecution would continue. Not everybody will listen and respond to you and your well-crafted sermons, but fear not. He has a church. Fear not. He has a church that will continue until he brings it to himself. Your enemies can cause you no eternal harm, no matter how they attack, no matter how they rage and roar. We are not alone. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst, Zephaniah says. God is present with you in your struggle with the opposition. For the opposition has been defeated at the cross and the empty tomb. Thus no more shall we fear evil. And as Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. For Jesus defeated the accuser. So that St. Paul could write to the Corinthians and say, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? That sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We will have challenges. Temptation and persecution is ongoing. But death has lost its sting. Death may come upon us, but in Christ it cannot terrify. Having attended the deaths of many saints, I can tell you this. There is a difference in the death of a saint in Christ and in the death of one who has no faith. The baptized, catechized saint and his or her family have a totally different reaction compared to that family without Christ. Their faith in the risen Christ makes all the difference. Thanks be to God, He gives us the victory in the midst of defeat. In Christ we do not fear, and our arms need not hang limply, our text says. And with Paul and all the saints, we say, what then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? In the battle with the evil one, we can lift up our hands in prayer for strength to persist in living in the promise. And God will rejoice in our persistence. He will be glad with us, and we can overcome all in the strength and the victory of Christ. We have a mighty opponent, the word says. It says, we do not struggle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Yet with the weapons God gives us, we overcome. We overcome because we are His people, because He loves us. And then we say, I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor rulers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We do not fear, though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. We have the victor, and in Christ we can rejoice. We can rejoice in the midst of these trials and tribulations and persecution, for so have the saints who have gone on before us. Christ has overcome, and in Christ they overcame, and in Christ you will overcome. For He has secured life for His church, that all who abide in Him do overcome. Recognize, yes, you will have trials. You will have opposition every day. But listen to Zephaniah's word of promise. The Lord of God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save, and He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. Indeed, He rejoices over you as you prepare yourselves to be His messengers of love and peace. As you learn, as you get ready to teach those faithful, to reach those lost, and to care for all. He indeed has gone on before you. He has borne the cross. He scorned the shame that you might be messengers of that love to a world that denies Him. He bore the cross, scorning its shame, that we might be His church, His daughter of Zion, who sings aloud, His daughter of Jerusalem, who rejoices, His Israel, who shouts out the message of life in the Christ, who overcame it all for us. As we begin this new church year, we rejoice. We rejoice even in persecution, trial, and tribulation. We rejoice even though now we know that more and more will die for the gospel, and though we know that some will not believe the message of His grace. For we know that He will return for His church and bring it to rejoice together with all the saints gathered in heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.